As I look at these shells, I remember that God made them and everything He makes has value. Nothing is too small or insignificant for Him, but some of what He makes becomes fractured over time. It's safe to say we're all fractured one way or another by the toll that life takes on us. I picked these shells on a beach on the Gulf of Mexico. It was a beautiful beach with millions and perhaps billions of shells on the shoreline, but what was most striking was the reality that most of the shells were broken, cracked, fractured in some way. The scene on that beach reminds me of families that live in our communities today in this 21st century, some more whole than others, and some more fractured than others, but each individual within every family created by God. None are too small or insignificant to Him. As I consider the broken shells, I see faces of children, fatherless children, and single moms who God is bringing to our church's single parent family ministry. Allow me to share with you a word from the prophet Jeremiah that's applicable for today and introduce you to several ministries God is using in our community to reach fractured, broken families. Someone has dubbed broken families in our communities as the hidden mission field. Lamentations 2, 18 and 19 says, "Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to Him for the lives of your children who faint for hunger at the head of every street." As this word gripped our hearts and the Holy Spirit opened doors in our community, Belleville, Pennsylvania, we began to reach out to fractured families in our own church body, Locust Grove Mennonite Church, and in our county of Mifflin. It happened like this. A small group of burdened believers was meeting regularly, praying for kids in our community. We looked closely at our own county statistics for children growing up in single-parent families and found that 25% of children in Mifflin County were growing up in single-parent families. These statistics don't account for the children living in blended families who are dealing with issues like switching every other weekend or every week or whatever custody arrangements parents have agreed. The reality of today's world is that nearly 50% of babies are born into a single-parent family, so a baby is just as likely to be born outside marriage as within, while divorce rates continue to remain above 50%. We do have an epidemic on our hands, don't we? Through a series of circumstances clearly orchestrated by the Lord, we became quite familiar with issues fractured families were dealing with. Then, in 2013, we became aware of a program, DC4K, Divorce Care for Kids, created by Church Initiative. In September 2014, we held our first session for kids of separation and divorce in our Children's Ministry Department at Locust Grove Mennonite Church. Church Initiative cautions against having more than 12 kids in each group. After advertising in the local papers, Christian radio, the church bulletin, along with flyers and posters in our town, we had 10 children enroll in the first set of sessions. Each set includes 13 meetings, and each meeting is 1.5 hours long. The program includes scripture verses, crafts, activities, games, music, and DV dramas. At this first DC4K program, the children who came to DC4K were all from churched families with some background in scripture. For this program, the Lord provided 5 excellent volunteers. In January 2015, the church's leadership team met for an evening retreat. An initiative that came from that meeting was a single-parent family ministry. Shortly after this, we set up a single-parent family ministry team that included several single parents, 2 elders and their wives, our women's ministry coordinator, the couple from our church who leads divorce care for adults, and the single-parent family ministry coordinator. This team meets quarterly to hear reports from each ministry and to support and encourage those working directly with the ministries. In August 2015, the Lord brought us more volunteers than children for our fall DC4K program. As Pastor Max Zook and I prayed and considered this, it seemed like the time to go to the larger community for additional sites and coverage. We met with the director of the local YMCA, who welcomed the program at their location. Additionally, a community after-school location, the Luminous Center, invited us to bring a group to their site in downtown Lewistown. The Lord brought to our minds the county court system, who work with families dealing with separation, divorce, and custody issues. We met with the senior judge at the Mifflin County Common Pleas Court, who talked with his superiors at the state level. While they were unable to mandate the program for families experiencing separation and divorce because it is faith-based, they gave the court permission to recommend the program. So in October 2015, for the first time, we were invited to be present in the courtroom for mass custody hearings, and this continues. Our schedule includes attending mass custody hearings 2 times per month, representing DC4K at Locust Grove Mennonite Church. Each time, the presiding judge invites us to share briefly with parents assembled there hoping to resolve custody disputes. Presently, we have DC4K groups meeting in 3 locations in our county during the fall semester and 2 during the winter. Most of these children are unchurched, and some have never heard the true story of Christmas and Easter. As single parents brought their children to DC4K, we made a concerted effort to learn to know them, their family, and cultivate a relationship of friendship with each family. This practice led to a recognition that single moms needed more support than many of them were experiencing. As we did further research, we learned that about 70% of single moms do not attend church. Though some of them may have been church members, the guilt and shame single moms experience with separation and divorce prevent many from ever returning to church. Jennifer Maggio notes that single moms are a vulnerable, largely unchurched segment of society that is at high risk for a life of hurt and pain. They need to hear the good news of God's grace and feel the life-changing power of God's mercy as Christian women reach out and touch them with loving care, compassion, and practical support. In July 2016, we began to meet with several single moms within our own church body who became excited about helping to start a single mom support and care group in our community. The group grew from 3 single moms to 6 Christian single moms committed to remaining pure and taking a leadership role in the community. By January 2017, the group felt prepared to begin public meetings. Now, each month from September through May, the women meet 2 times per month at the New Life Church Cafe. The group is experiencing God at work as more single moms in the community learn about the opportunity to meet in a safe setting. From 6:30 to 7 p.m. at each meeting, single moms and their children are served a nice dinner. 4 area churches help to sponsor the meals and serve the families. From 7 to 8 p.m., the children go into activities prepared for them, while moms meet first in a large group with someone speaking, then in small groups, to discuss the subject and pray together. New attendees are given information about the group that includes expectation for regular attendees. As we move forward, we continue to cry out to the Lord for the children. We sense the Holy Spirit leading this ministry and seek to stand in the gap for these children and their families. Wayne Stocks, MinistryToChildren.com, said, "In our society today, it is children of divorce and children from single-parent families who are left as orphans by virtue of their parents' physical and/or emotional absence. God's Word calls His people to stand in the gap for these kids and these families. In today's world, it's a role the church should fill." Here are some principles for implementing a single parent family ministry. Pray. Following the prophet Jeremiah's burden of instruction to his people centuries ago, pour out your hearts like water in the presence of the Lord for the children. If you don't sense a burden for the children, ask the Lord to give you a burden for them, the next generation. Invite several others to meet with you to pray and seek the Lord for these kids whose days are spent switching back and forth between mom and dad, who don't know the Heavenly Father and never will unless someone shows him to them. Research your city or county statistics for single-parent families and kids living between two worlds. Become involved in your community. Most cities or counties have at least one or more nonprofit organizations, such as Communities That Care. These organizations are looking for community members who will volunteer to serve on their boards or faith committees. Listen to your fellow community members as they share their concerns for the next generation. And continue to ask the Lord to show you how you can serve your community. Share the burden the Holy Spirit is giving you with your church leadership team. Take to the church leadership team the statistics and other information you find or receive from the community organizations. Invite the church leadership team to pray with you for clarity, and be prepared to find the Lord surprising you at every turn. He is the God who sees. He will lead you to the single moms and children if you ask Him. And be prepared to be inconvenienced for His sake and for the sake of His kingdom. As I look at these shells, I remember that God made them and everything He makes has value. Nothing is too small or insignificant for Him. Some are fractured and some are whole. Again, the scene on the beach at the Gulf of Mexico reminds me of families that live in our communities today in the 21st century. Some more whole than others and some with greater fracture than others, but each one valuable to the Heavenly Father. Each one is worth saving.